You may have noticed that some of the recent episodes have had rather more noise in them than is usual. This is because I made the stupid mistake of recording a bunch of episodes while there was a stiff and rather pleasant afternoon breeze going on without remembering to put the windsock on my microphone. So, for the next week or two, you're going to occasionally hear the audio quality change as I dub over bits where the wind noise gets too high. This is in response to a few complaints you guys sent in that it was making it difficult to listen. So, if you can tolerate the patchiness of switching back and forth between me doing my original recording and me reiterating it occasionally when the wind noise gets too bad, we'll get through this block, and then I will be sure never again to forget my windsock. Thanks very much. Here we go.
Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 305. Today, Aaron says, I signed a contract with a small press for a series of novels in my preferred genre. The contract called for 6 novels in the series, and I've completed 4 of them. While I'm under contract and have 2 novels left to finish in the series to fulfill my obligation, I'm no longer thrilled to write this series. What do you do when you're no longer in love with the project? I find the small publisher stifling and I'm ready to go fully solo, but I can't do that without honoring my word. But I'm struggling and just not feeling this project. Well, Aaron, I can suggest a few things, and believe me, I feel your pain. I have been stuck many times in projects that I'm obligated to finish and just don't wanna, for whatever reason. I mean, you can muscle through, but it'll hurt the quality of the books, and that can damage your reputation with readers, even if you might want to screw the publisher that way, because it is your name on the book, and the readers will never notice the publisher's name. So you want to find the love again somehow. One way that works for some people, in some circumstances anyway, is to read back through the early books in the series as a reader rather than as a writer. See if you can discover what it was that you loved about them. You may discover that you've grown past the concerns that the books are dealing with, and you've fallen out of love with them at least partly because of that. And if that's the case, then you now know that one of the things you can do to make life better for yourself is to update the concerns and themes and approach that you're taking with the final 2 books. Most books that are sold on the basis of outlines or synopses deviate heavily from them by the time they're turned in. There's no problem at all, unless your editor is a little Hitler, by which I mean a dictatorial asshole, not a genocidal asshole. Say a Mussolini. Unless your editor is a little Mussolini, there's no problem at all with turning in a book that deviates significantly from what you sold, as long as the book is good and reads to the end and the editor enjoys himself when he's reading the book. Most editors are never going to have time to go back and refer to the original outline, and it will have been enough time since it passed that they will have forgotten what's in it anyway. Editors are busy people, really busy, and you can take advantage of that to help keep you fresh. So that would be my second tip, would be to feel free to write a different story than the one you're contracted to. Yeah, make sure it falls broadly within the contract. You know, it needs to finish the series, however that's defined, whether it's just same world or whether it's the same overarching story or whatnot. But it doesn't have to finish the story in the way you had originally envisioned, or even necessarily with the same characters you had envisioned. You can kill off a main character and start with a new one to make things nice and new and fresh for you. Another thing you can do is to bounce around between different projects. Just because you're contracted for 2 more books in this series doesn't mean you can't write other things. Depending on the terms, you may be barred by contract from publishing these things until your main contract is done, but it doesn't mean you can't write them. So get another series going, or 2. Or, if you don't write fast enough to be able to do that and still deliver on your deadlines, get a series of short stories going, or just write short stories between the books whenever you're feeling really stifled and need to break out. Use those other stories to practice new skills, to explore new thematic territory, new kinds of storytelling. It'll cross-fertilize back to your main series and make those books better. One of the things that I like to do, and I'm deviating heavily from it right now, but I usually jump between series and books. So, like, I'll write a Lantham book, and then I'll write a standalone book, and then I'll write a Suave Rob book, and then I'll circle around and write a Joss Kyle book, and then I'll circle around and write another Lantham book. And keeping on that kind of roto, since all of these books have different moods and voices and themes and plots and things that are going on with them, it keeps me fresh for each one. I'm eager to do it by the time I get back around to it, and I can try new things out with each one that might not fit in the universe I was just working in, but would fit in this new one. And invariably when I do that, I find that I have learned a new skill, or a new trick, or a new way of approaching something that actually is cross-applicable back to the other universe.
Now, the other thing I would suggest
is curating your cultural experience. I talk about this a lot, but oh boy, is it useful. When I'm writing suspense stories, I have suspenseful music on in the background. If I'm writing a love story, I have tender music on in the background. If I'm writing a science fiction story, I will run science fiction soundtracks in the background all the time. If I'm not running nature documentaries or science documentaries dealing with the kinds of subject matter that I'm writing about because I like the constant flow of ideas. Curate the stories you watch, the stories you read, and the music you listen to, even if you don't do it exactly while you're writing, but you do it in between times.
To help stoke the fires that you need for the headspace to write that story.
And if it's a very unpleasant headspace, balance that with a cultural diet that will give you a break. Because some places are very dark, and it's not pleasant to stay there. You need to stoke the fires to do a really good job telling the story, but then you want something to escape from it. Pay attention to what your soul is hungry for, and feed it that thing. But feed it that thing in a way that stokes your creativity and helps you over those humps where you lack enthusiasm. Those are the things that spring to mind. I hope one or more of them is helpful to you. Thank you very much for sending in the question. This is Aaron's first question. It's actually, we've had a lot of new questioners lately. Aaron, Nicole, Charles, DC, and I'm sure I missed one or two people because it's been a whirlwind of recording the last couple of days, but you guys are all fantastic for jumping into the pool, and welcome. It's good to have you. Over the last year, we've built up a hell of a stable of people that send in questions regularly, and I hope you join by sending in more, and everyone else who's ever sent in a question, and especially if you've sent in two, thank you so much. Your engagement is what makes this podcast possible, and those of you who are supporting the Patreon, including the three of you that just joined last week, I'm going to have a sponsor appreciation episode here soon because there's more of you coming, which is lovely. You guys make it easy to justify the time it takes to do this, so thank you so very much. It really, really helps. If I could ask one favor of all of you listening, we are hitting a point with this podcast where people are starting to talk about us. The kinds of discussions we're having here are getting cited on other writing blogs and whatnot, so I would like to try to really grow this podcast listenership. Right now, we've got about 300 of you that listen every day. I would love to push it. So if you have it in your soul to give a poor podcaster a hand up, could you leave a review at iTunes or blog about us or tell a couple of writing friends about what we're up to? It would be lovely to get more people in the mix, more questioners in the mix, in addition to those of you who are already in the mix, and maybe even get a few more people in sponsoring, or at the very least, get more people listening. Because I'm really getting to love this show. I've really enjoyed doing it for the last year and a half, and it's starting to become one of those regular parts of my life that I depend upon to be there. It's something that's making it part of my creative rhythm now, and I absolutely love it, and I want to see it continue. So if you can give the Everyday Novelist a shout out here and there, leave reviews when it seems appropriate to you, I would be eternally grateful. Thank you so, so very much. This is the last question I have in this block, but at the rate they've been coming in, by the time this airs, there'll probably be more. And if they're not, I'll jump on and post an emergency episode, but I'm going on faith here that I will be back on your feed tomorrow. Have an excellent night. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.